She was a four-year starter playing basketball at Cincinnati, a member of the University of Cincinnati Hall of Fame. She went on to become a high school athletic director. Now she's back at Cincinnati as an associate athletic director. And oh yeah, she used to work in radio. She's Jolinda Miller. Let's talk to her next on episode 15 of the Masters in Coaching podcast. Let's go! Welcome to episode 15 of the Masters in Coaching podcast here on iHeartRadio. Thanks for being with us this week. A true honor to speak with Jolinda Miller, Associate Athletic Director at the University of Cincinnati, longtime athletic director as well at the high school level there in Ohio. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about her radio career way back when. She's also a member of the Hall of Fame at the University of Cincinnati. She's a former basketball player from the women's basketball team. And she joins us now here on the Masters in Coaching podcast. Jolinda, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on. Excited to be here today.
Absolutely. First off, how are you coping through this whole mess that is a pandemic? How are you guys doing out there?
We're doing well. They gave us a curfew last week, so we have a curfew now from 10 to 5. We have about 8,000 new cases a day. And we're just, you know, coronavirus right now is king. So we're trying to adapt and wear our masks and socially distant and just stay compliant right now and hoping for a vaccine at this point.
What are the current conditions right now at the University of Cincinnati?
Right now, we're good. I mean, things are really good. You know, we have the majority of our classes right now are online. So there's not a lot of students on campus. It looks like a ghost town, but you know, thankfully, we haven't had a major outbreak. Our leadership has really taken a strong role in protecting our students and student athlete health and just really protecting the health of the campus as a whole. We don't want to, you know, have any community spread coming from campus. And so I think President Pinto has just done a great job in the entire campus community in keeping everybody healthy and safe at this point.
Now you're an associate athletic director, University of Cincinnati. You're an alumni there as well in the Hall of Fame as a former basketball player. What you do is work on major gifts in the athletic department. Right now, how much of a struggle is that? Or is it a struggle month 9 of this pandemic?
Yeah, I think the whole year can be categorized as a struggle, right, for everybody.
Yeah.
So I would say right now it's challenging. But I think everything is challenging because our way of life has just completely disappeared and we've had to adapt. And I refuse to call it the new normal because I feel like we'll go back to normal, but we'll have a better sense of family and of community. So while I say that things right now with fundraising and on campus and you know, athletics as a whole are challenging, I feel like out of those challenges are going to come some great opportunities because I have learned that everybody at their core, they want to help out. They want to know how our student athletes are doing. They want to know how they're coping, how they're rehabbing, how many, you know, times a week are we testing. They're just really, really concerned. And so at people's core, they want to help. And so it's been challenging for us to find new ways for donors and fans and season ticket holders to help when we can't have them on campus. But I think we've done, you know, a great job kind of pivoting and finding ways to get them involved. So it's challenging as a whole, but I think, you know, we all need to find opportunities out of these challenges right now.
While we didn't have sports for 4 months, the sports world has sort of rebooted late in the summer, early fall. Football is back. Baseball made it through at the professional level. Basketball as well. The NFL is off and running. And now we're getting college basketball, men and women's basketball tipping off this week. What does that look like for the University of Cincinnati? Because I know there's a lot of questions people have as far as going into November, December, January, February, as far as how this is going to work for college basketball. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think this is a learning curve, right? And we're on the learning curve right now. So our women's basketball team tips off tomorrow against Northern Kentucky, which is, you know, a school right across the river from us. So they could travel easily, get up here for the game. We're, you know, 6 o'clock ESPN Plus. And, you know, we're very, very limited to fans right now. We didn't sell any season tickets for men's or women's basketball. We are letting parents in a few, you know, and a few, you know, fans and, you know, the coaches' wives and, you know, families and things like that. But, you know, our main focus right now is just, like I said, keeping community spread off our, you know, campus, keeping the students safe, the student athletes safe. And, you know, our facilities team has done a tremendous job. We had to flip the entire arena. So the benches and the media were on one side. Now they're on another side because of TV cameras. Ticketing has had to socially, you know, distance the tickets. So I just feel like everybody's really come together to try to pull this off for the student athletes. Because, again, at the end of the day, you know, they want to play and the coaches want to coach. And we just have to find the best way to do it as safe as possible.
Jolinda Miller is our guest here on the Masters in Coaching podcast, Associate Athletic Director at the University of Cincinnati. Also an alumna of the Masters in Coaching and Athletics Administration program at Concordia University Irvine. More on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Before you came back to the University of Cincinnati, Jolinda, you were an athletic director and involved at the high school level for 16 plus years. And before that, am I correct in hearing you said you worked in radio?
I did work in radio when I was in school at UC. I mm-hmm. did both of my internships at the local you know, station here, the sports station. There was also a country station involved, so I got to know all of the you know, just celebrities around town. My name was Robin Banks, believe it or not. R-O-B-Y-N Banks. You know, our station's manager thought that was just the funniest thing, was that I was Robin Banks. And so people would, you know, I'd drive the van around or be at events, they'd call me Robin. I'm like, you know, you have to get used to the different name. But my partner on the radio, his name was Van Man, because he drove the Y96 van. So we were Van Man and Robin. And it was fun. It was a fun 2 years for sure.
What happened to the radio career? You did not pursue that?
I did not. I wanted to play professional basketball, and that was kind of, you know, what I was pursuing at the time. And so never really got back into radio or used my communications degree. But what fun I had. Oh, what fun I had. It was the best internship, you know, any college kid could have ever asked for. That's for sure.
What road did you end up going down there? Because you were then 16 plus years, as we mentioned, at Hughes High School as the athletic director, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I ended up being the director of operations for the University of Cincinnati women's basketball team for 3 years. And we've got to go to the NCAAs twice. So we got to cut down the nets once as Conference USA champions. And, you know, we coached some two or three All-Americans during that group, and it was great. But my husband and I wanted to start a family. And, you know, I didn't feel like college athletics, I could give it my all, you know, and have a family. So I moved across the street. I mean, Hughes High School is right across the street from the University of Cincinnati. It's our partner in STEM education. It's a Cincinnati public school, so it's pretty urban, and it was my dream job. It was the time of my life. It really was. So So I haven't really left the Clifton area. I mean, my commute has been the same since, you know, 1994. I just keep driving to a different area of Clifton.
That's amazing. Is that something that you thought you would get into, working at the high school level, being an athletic director for as long as you were as an educator? Is that something you envisioned yourself doing? You mentioned you kind of went back after you started your family and got involved in doing that. Did you see yourself doing it for as long as you were there?
No, I didn't. I thought I was going to be a college coach. You know, like, I grew up in the era of Pat Summitt. Mm-hmm. And Vivian Stringer, that's who was on TV. That was women's sports for me. And so I always thought I was going to be a college coach. I thought I was, you know, but then after being the director of operations and learning the administrative side of it, I thought this is kind of the way to go. I don't know that I want to watch 8 hours of basketball film a night. I want to play basketball. I loved playing. I still love playing. But it's hard to be around the game when all you want to do is play. And so as an administrator, I kind of get the best of both worlds. I get to, you know, help mentor some of the women's basketball players and, you know, some of our other athletes at UC. And I get to work on, you know, fundraising and budget and helping. And that seems to be more of my area of interest than, you know, sitting in front of a computer or in a gym watching everybody play the sport I love.
That's awesome. Jolinda Miller is our guest here on the Masters in Coaching podcast here on iHeartRadio. And I know over the years as the athletic director and working with the high school. You were very proud of the student athletes that you sent on to the next level to play in college. And I saw a great quote from you that, you know, you come from a small town in Ohio, and if it wasn't for basketball, you wouldn't have gotten to where you're at now. You'd still be in that small town in Ohio. How important is it for you to help these kids, and how was it to help these kids get through their education to high school and realize, hey, there is life after high school, and you can use sports to get there?
Yeah, that's everything to me. I mean, that's really what it was all about at Hughes. You know, we had kids there who were first-generation college students, and they didn't even think it was possible, you know, for them to go. And so sending a kid like, you know, BJ Lowry, who grew up with 8 or 9 brothers and sisters, and he went to the University of Iowa to play football. He was first team all Big Ten his senior year. And we had a track athlete, Tiana Lattimore, again, first generation college student. She comes over to my alma mater, UC. You can imagine I cried on signing day. It was a big day for me. She becomes an All-American her freshman year. She's going to graduate with her master's, and just the opportunity for her to have a better life and to teach these kids that through education and through sports, you know, you can have a better life, that dreams are out there. You just work hard and achieve them. And I lived it. So I'm just proof to them that it works and you can do it. So helping give them a map and a roadmap for the rest of their life, that's, you know, I feel like that's my life's work, is to take kids and show them what opportunities are out there for them. And hopefully, you know, I have 2 or 3 student athletes who graduated from Hughes that now want to be athletic directors as well. And so being told that someone wants to do what you do, it means you've had an impact on their life. And I can't think of any better way, you know, to give back and to be thankful and grateful for my scholarship to help other kids get scholarships. And now I'm back in my alma mater, you know, helping donors help our student athletes. And so, you know, growing our athletic endowment and starting scholarships for people is just, it's a dream come true, really.
Jolinda Miller is our guest here on the Masters in Coaching podcast, and it's a good time to tell our listeners about Concordia University Irvine's Masters in Coaching and Athletics Administration program, the nation's number one athletics graduate program. It can be completed 100% online if you want. They have 4 seasonal start dates. Find one that works for your schedule. You could take one course at a time, or you can customize your curriculum. Choose between a Masters of Arts in Coaching and Athletics Administration or a Masters of Science in Coaching and Exercise Science. You can finish this program in just over a year, about 15 months. Whether you're going for the gold or you're looking to secure your place on the podium with the country's number one Masters in Coaching and Athletics Administration program. For more information, go to cui.edu/coaching. That's cui.edu/coaching. Speaking of back, you went back to school and got your master's from Concordia University Irvine. Tell our listeners why. At what point did you say to yourself you wanted to take that next step and get that master's degree? What was it about Concordia University Irvine and the program?
Well, the cool thing is I was sitting in church, and every January 1st, my pastor says the same thing. He says, your future spiritual life will be different only when you make your present spiritual life different. And I was sitting there one day and I said, I've always wanted to get my master's. And if I want a different life later, I got to start now. And I still remember that hitting home for me. And I went home and I researched, you know, all across the country. And this program at Concordia just had the right mix of classes. It had a lot of leadership classes in it. And I wanted to grow. Like, I wanted to grow as a leader. And I knew that I needed a master's, you know, if I ever wanted to work in college, because I was at Hughes at the time when I decided this. And I wanted to be a better person and a better leader, and to learn about things that, you know, had come up in the past 20 years. I hadn't been to school in, you know, almost 20 years when I went back to get my master's. So it was just the program for me. And I am so glad that I, you know, just listened to my pastor and decided that day I was going to change my life. And it did. It absolutely did. It paved the way for me to go across the street to UC and be an associate athletic director. And I can't thank them enough. It was a great experience. I had a wonderful 2 internships there. I had leadership classes that made me look at myself, you know, inside and out as to what was wrong with me, what I could fix, what I could do better. and just completely appreciative of the experience.
And you've been able to take what you learned through the program into your leadership role at University of Cincinnati?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the value that brought to me and the classes we went through, presenting different scenarios of what would you do here as opposed to here. And then having a professor go over with me, why did you choose that? Was that your ethics, or is that your, personal beliefs, or, it was a great reflection time for me to go through all the classes. And so now I can sit back and use those same reflection exercises, talking to a student athlete, or, when I'm asked my opinion on, X, Y, or Z, I feel like I have the knowledge base to weigh in. So sometimes you take classes and you're like, why did I even take that class? That never even occurred to me the whole time. I was eating it up. The leadership books that they recommended that I read, I've now bought as Christmas presents and, passed them on to family and friends. And there's just little nuggets throughout the whole thing that I use now in my everyday experience at UC. So just thankful that I was able to get that master's degree there. It's an incredible program.
What's next for you then? I mean, you've taken these steps from Hughes to back across the street to Cincinnati. You got your master's degree. What's next? Where do you see yourself in 5 years, 10 years? Do you see yourself still at the University of Cincinnati doing what you're doing and loving it?
I do. I see myself at UC for a long time. And it's like you said, what have we learned from COVID? Like, I've learned I want to be a really great mom, and I want to be a really good wife, and I want to be a really great friend, and I want to have a really great job. And I feel like right now I have all those things, and I have balance in my life. And I think the most important thing anyone can have in their life at all is balance. And it's just, there's a lot of work to be done at UC. It's a great community. There's still people that work there from when I played. I feel like I grew up there, and I feel like I'm going to grow old there. And it's pretty amazing right now, even in the midst of all this.
No doubt. Jolinda, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for sharing your story, talking about Concordia University Irvine's Master's in Coaching and Athletics Administration program. You're an alum. You went through it. For more information, you can go to cui.edu/coaching. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Happy holidays, and stay safe. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
All right, that's Jolinda Miller, Associate Athletic Director, the University of Cincinnati, alum, of course, of Concordia University, Irvine's Master's in Coaching and Athletics Administration program. Great story, great lady, doing great things at the University of Cincinnati, and we wish her continued success and best of luck moving forward. Again, for more information, you can go to cui.edu/coaching. That's episode 15 of the Master's in Coaching podcast. Tim Cates saying thank you so much for listening. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Stay safe. So long, everybody.